Praise God. Thank you for the prayer, Pastor. Today's message is triangle and triangle. Triangle T-R-Y-A-N-G-L-E and triangle T-R-I-A-N-G-L-E. And in Ephesians 2, if you'd like to turn there, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Praise God. The triangle back in Narrowsburg High School, where I went to school, was a literal triangle that the basketball coach made the players on the team to run. And you started by the school at Narrowsburg. The bridge would be at your back, crossing into Pennsylvania, and you'd have to go straight uphill. You'd make a turn at what used to be the hillside by the stop sign, and then you'd make a left, which today would take you past Peck's. Peck's wasn't there then. And then you'd make another left before Fort Delaware, coming up toward along the train tracks. You'd run again uphill till you reached the school. And you did that to physically, the coach wanted you to get in shape for the season. And it was the triangle. And folks are still running the triangle with a Y, trying to work their way to heaven. Even believers, they think they can be good enough. Good enough is the name of a Russian hockey player. If you think you can be good enough, you're on thin ice. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I surrender to self-effort, I make self bigger. If I surrender to Calvary, God becomes magnified in my life. His life is lived not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Self-effort leads to boasting, and that's not a behavior the Lord will be hosting. Praise God. Now, the University of Heaven, how do you get into the University of Heaven? Not by your education, not by your SAT scores, your talent or your performance, etc. The Father will accept none of it. He will only accept those who by faith trust in His Son's perfect sacrifice at the cross. I can't let the triangle with a Y be my angle. The triangle with an I is God in three persons. Amen. Number one, it's the Father, praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of John. And we're going to be looking at the 8th chapter. The 8th chapter of John and verses 25 through 29. And we're talking about the first person in the Trinity. The second most misunderstood person in the Trinity. The Holy Spirit would be the first, and Jesus would be the third most misunderstood person in the Trinity. Praise God. In John, the 8th chapter, 25th verse through the 29th, "Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." May you and I, may we pray to be able to say the same thing, that I do always those things that please him. And we know that we can only do it through God's power and not of our own. We can't do it through the triangle with a Y, but it must be done through the triangle with an I, representing the Trinity, the triune God. and praise God in whom we triumph then. Praise God. Number two in the triangle is God the Son. In the same chapter, let's look at verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And the Lord opened that word to me once. It means indeed that you'll be free. But it also means take the word in, slash it before deed. You'll also be free in the deeds that you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. So we have in the triangle with an I, God the Father, number one, God the Son, number two. And we thank Him that any realtor will tell you what's important. When it comes to a realtor, they're always trying to present a house. And thank God, the Son brings us into the house. Hallelujah. And it's supper time. Praise God. And He says to everyone, come and dine. Praise God. To all of mankind. And any realtor that is trying to move a home will tell you there's three things that are important. Location. 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 And where is that location? The cross. The cross. The cross. And the other day, Sue Ellen was speaking to me in the car. Many times she speaks things and the Holy Spirit just opens it up to me. So I thank God for that. She said yesterday, go the distance. Praise God. In the triangle with a Y, we're trying to go the distance in our own efforts and we can't make it. But thank God, the only distance I need to go to is to the cross and to Calvary, where I find the power of salvation and also the message of the cross of sanctification as well. Praise God, that double cure. Praise the Lord. So I thank Him for that. And through the blood, a song says, through the blood into your presence, holy before you I stand. Without the blood, I cannot enter in to the presence of God. Praise God. But thank God for the blood. Our past doesn't define our future. Our faith in the finished work of the cross defines our future. Hallelujah. We're not defined by what we weigh on the scale. We're defined at Calvary. Amen. Praise God. Because one day, should the Lord tarry, we are all going to be skeletons anyway. But thank God that absent with a body, present with the Lord. And one day, that body, whether it's in ashes, whether it's worm food, I don't mean to be coarse, but whatever it is, it's going to be resurrected should the Lord tarry. We'd rather be raptured, but the Lord have His way in our lives. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that He defines our future. And number three, the triangle with an I for the triune God, the Holy Spirit. Let's look over to the book of Luke. Praise God. Luke. And we're going to be looking at Luke 24 and verse 49. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. The first time that the Holy Spirit came for those to be baptized in the Holy Spirit was at Jerusalem. And after that, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. I can remember when I received the Holy Spirit, I shared with you before, it was June 15th, 1978. I was laying on my bed reading a book by Pat Boone called The New Song. And praise God. I said, God, if this is for me. I had just been to a full gospel business meeting, this little Presbyterian kid. I was 20 years old. And it's a long time ago now. It's 36 years ago. But I can remember being in this meeting, and we're singing praise songs at a full gospelman's fellowship, praise and prayer meeting. And I heard these words, these guys, and I was looking at them, but I just felt good in my spirit. It didn't really bother me. I wasn't really freaked out. Praise God. And then I was reading that book and I said, if this is for me, I want it. And immediately I can remember the tears streaming down my down my face, and I praise God for the Holy Spirit in my life. I have not always listened to Him, and I'm beginning to have more understanding into His life and my life. Praise God. And I think every believer is that way as we continue on in the grace of God. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I thank God for that power from on high in our lives. Praise God. You and I are a suspension bridge held up by unseen hands. Hallelujah. I thank God the Father that He sent God the Son to die for all of mankind, that we may be born again by faith in the Lord's finished work on the cross, that we might live for Him, empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The triangle with an I for the Trinity. You know, the Father finds great pleasure in His children. This morning, as I was getting ready to come to church this morning, my little beagle lay in the recliner and she put her paws back. And I was just enjoying petting her, listening to her grunt to me as I told her that I loved her. And I can just see that as we reach our hands up to the Father, and He just rejoices over us as His children. Amen. When we tell Him that we love Him and that we long to be in His holy presence and with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You know, my beagle, no matter what kind of day I've had at work, no matter what kind of failures I may incur in that day, in the midst of it, her devotion and love for me does not change. How much more the Father, praise God, His love for us and His devotion for us is not based upon your performance, upon my performance, upon my effort, but it's based on what His Son did at Calvary for you and I. Praise God. Thank God for the triangle with an I for the Trinity. Praise His holy name. Thank the Lord. Well, that was just the introduction. Let's go over to Luke 15. And starting with verse 11, we're going to talk about the prodigal son this morning. In Luke 15, as you're turning there in verse 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the certain man is representative, I feel, of the Father God. Hallelujah. He is that certain man. And the two sons to me speaks of the church, you and I. Verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Praise God. You know, C.S. Lewis said, we eventually all get what we really want. And that's kind of a scary thing, isn't it? Mm. We pray that we want Him. The Father will not force feed you and I. He knows we need Him. And we know we need Him. But His desire is that above all others and all else, we would desire Him. Let us pray that that is our desire forever. Hallelujah. The portion of His goods for the believer is found at the cross through the Son of God's finished work. The portion of His goods are given to us by the distributor of life, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God the Holy Spirit. The life of the Son is not divided in the believer. When I wrote this, I wrote down a mistake. I put down the life of the song, and God told me that was not a mistake that you wrote that down, because I am your song as well. Hallelujah. But the life of the Son is not divided in the believer, but His living from the Holy Spirit is giving. That's where we receive our living in the Lord, is from the Holy Spirit's giving. Praise God. Verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. Praise God. And I just want to stop there for a moment. He gathered all together, speaking of his inheritance. Our inheritance is found, number one, in our Father. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number two, our inheritance is found in God the Son. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. Number three, our inheritance is in God the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:13, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Hallelujah. And it's not through the triangle with a Y, but it's through the triangle, the Father, the Son, with an I, the triune God. Hallelujah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, back to verse 13. And he said, not many days after a younger son gathered all together. And then it says, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Any country we go to away from our Father is a far country. Hallelujah. One, by His grace, we pray we don't want to visit, amen, that far country. Oh God, help us not to waste the precious substance of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in our lives. Praise God. We just don't want to waste the greatest gift ever given to mankind. Praise the Lord, the unspeakable gift. Verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Anytime we get away from God, we're going to experience a spiritual famine, and we're going to be in want. Hallelujah. And you and I don't want to be in that spiritual famine. And if we find ourselves there, if we find ourselves in want, we know we only have to go one place, back to the cross, back to the blood. Praise God. We need to go back to where we first began, where we first trusted in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Join means united. He united himself to a citizen of that country. Hallelujah. You and I are citizens of another country. Praise God. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Glory to His name. And we'll settle for nothing less. Praise God. Hallelujah. The world cannot satisfy us. Only Jesus satisfies. Amen.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. When you or I wallow in the mire, feeding pigs. Let me say that again. When you or I wallow in the mire, feeding pigs will be our only hire. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to go around like a swine snout. Amen. Mm-hmm. You and I desire he that's higher. Praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 16, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Man cannot fulfill. Everything that man or the devil has to offer ends as a dead end. His is the only through way. Amen. His is the only true way. He is the only way that we can find peace, that we can find contentment, is through the Lord. And it's through Calvary. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger from the hog pen to the I am. Hallelujah. Thank God that he took each one of us from the hog pen to the I am. That he took Sue Ellen from the hog pen to the I Am. That He took Sister Eileen from the hog pen to the I Am. That He took Sister Louise from the hog pen to the I Am. That He took Brother Punk from the hog pen to the I Am. That He took our dear pastor from the hog pen to the I Am. That He took sweet Sister Cheryl from the hog pen to the I Am. And that He took Brother Walt from the hog pen to the I Am. Glory to His holy name. I'm so glad. Praise God. I'm so glad that I don't have to wallow in the mire. But all I have to do is seek Him that's higher. Praise God. Because He's everything that I need. And I pray that He's everything that I ever want. And I pray the same thing from you. For you. Hallelujah. From the hog pen to the I Am. We know that John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come unto the Father but by me. Glory to God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It says here that He was hungry for bread. Hallelujah. If you're hungry for bread, we've got the bread of life. Glory to His holy name. Oh, hungry. Those who hunger for His righteousness through Calvary shall be filled. Because those who hunger for righteousness and try to find it by praying more, by doing the triangle with a Y instead of the triangle with the I representing the Trinity, are going to find that in all of their efforts that they'll come up empty. But hallelujah, when you empty yourself of your ambitions and everything and go to God and say, Lord, it's all yours. You've got to do it. I can't do it in my own strength. Then He will empower you through the power of the Holy Spirit who ministers from the cross. Hallelujah. And empowers our life. And we thank Him and we'll give Him glory. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise His holy name. Thank God. Thank God. Verse 18. I will arise and go to my Father and will say unto Him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before Thee. The first step of salvation is to admit to God, because He isn't your Father yet, you haven't received Him yet. Praise God. Is that I have sinned before You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can remember the first time that I grew up in a little Sunday school. My mother used to drag me by the ear every Sunday. A little Presbyterian church in Lake Huntington, New York. And I can remember I would lay under those covers and kind of pray that she wouldn't come and get me and haul me off to Sunday school. But I'm so glad she did. Because I heard the hymns. I heard, and they stirred in my soul. And they still do. Onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Hallelujah. And I can still hear it. I can still hear our organ player, wonderful German lady by the name of Emma Gehring. And I can still hear those sweet sounds. I can remember the pictures that at the time I didn't understand. It was a picture of a lamb. And the lamb had blood flowing from it. These beautiful stained glass pictures that are still there to this day. And praise God. I can just remember the sounds just flowing through and sounds of people. I don't know where their hearts were, but I could hear the worship. And I know that they were attempting to meet God. I remember seeing a picture. It was in the foyer of Jesus when I was a little boy. And saying to myself, Lord, if I could just be with You. And I didn't know that I could have that personal relationship. I prayed at certain times, but hallelujah. I can remember when I came to Him, was in Newton, New Jersey, and I was far away from Father. And I said, Lord, I want to come home to You. And I've never regretted a day of it. I haven't always lived perfectly. I've done some shameful things. But His blood has covered everything. And the same for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to His name, as the song says. Hallelujah. So that's the first step. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And I'm no more worthy to be called Thy son. Make me as one of Thy hired servants. Without the blood, I can't be a son. unless I go through the Son to the Father. Hallelujah. Make me is one of your hired servants, he says. Praise God. In Matthew 5:3, it said, blessed are the poor, humble in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's the attitude for every believer, no matter how long we're in the Lord or how short. It's the attitude for every believer, a beatitude, if you will. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. Verse 20. This is a great part of Scripture, one of my favorite parts. But He rose and came to His Father. But when He was yet a great way off, His Father saw Him and had compassion and ran and fell on His neck and kissed Him. Thank God when mankind was yet a great way off, that the Father runs to us when we are yet a long, great way off. And in Psalm 85, verse 10, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. In Psalm 85, 11, it says, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. His blood fell to all the inhabitants of the whole earth, and it was recorded in heaven that it is finished. Praise God. Through the cross of His suffering, hallelujah, the Father came running to mankind. Because, hallelujah, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. Hallelujah. And He brought the perfect offering, the sinless offering for all of us sinners. Hallelujah. And thank God that He did it. A dear friend and an associate of D.L. Moody, Henry Drummond, said, love, when we first meet it, let me say that again. Praise God. It's a powerful thing. And one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. It's from Brother Henry Drummond. Love when we first meet it. No, I said that wrong again. I want to say this right. This is so important. Love when we meet it first is stained with blood. Hallelujah. I believe the blood of God, the Son, is the covering of those in Christ. A place where we are not to ever leave. A place where you just don't receive once. But I believe that we are to ever, hallelujah, those in Christ are to... We are not ever to leave a place for the believer to cleave, that's the place that it is. It's a place we never leave, but a place that we should always cleave. It's where I was imparted life, and now and always is where our life must be for salvation and for sanctification. I just want to repeat that quote again. Love, when we first meet it. No, I'm saying it wrong again. Lord, help me for some reason, but it's so beautiful. Love, when we meet it first, is stained with blood. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 21. And the Son said unto Him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in Thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called Thy Son. We stand by faith in His Son. In His righteousness alone. Only by His virtue are we victorious. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't come with my own merit. You don't come with our own merit. Praise God. In the world, you have to begin in a job out there as an apprentice. You might be a copy boy in the newspaper. Read all about it. Hallelujah. Whatever you've got to do. Pastor knows all about this because he spent a good part of his life in the newspaper business. And then he turned over And he is in the good newspaper business. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And the Lord spoke to me again. He spoke to me this to me many moons ago, but he said to me this morning, or yesterday, I can't remember which, he said that, you know, you're all so fragile. All of us. We're so fragile. We're not immune to different things, to bad teeth or knees or shoulders or whatever befalls us, or to attacks on our body and the blood. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, there's so many diseases out there, and we're not immune from them. We're fragile. We are breakable. And you know, when you move your dishes and things, you wrap them in newspaper. But the Lord spoke to me and reminded me again that he had said this to me a long time ago, that we're fragile. And he wraps us, and we're to wrap ourselves in good newspaper, in the Word of God, in the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. And praying to the Father, in walking in the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we're fragile and handle with prayer, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that he is good, and he remaineth ever the same. Praise God. Verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Praise God. I can remember the Keith Green song that he so wonderfully sang about the prodigal son. Put it on my son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that he put it on his son. Thank God that he put it on him, as we said last week, hang it on him. That he put it on him so he didn't have to put it on you and I, because we wouldn't have made it. We would have deserved everything that was ever done to us and probably more. But he came. Hallelujah. Is our substitute. And you think, when I was playing basketball and sports back in the 70s, I can remember that, you know, a substitute was somebody that rode the bench, not as good as the first string that was out there. But hallelujah, he's the first and the last, the greatest substitute to ever live. Perfect substitute for you and I and for all of mankind. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Verse 22, as we said, but the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hands and shoes on his feet. Hallelujah. The Father said, bring forth the best robe. He brought forth his very best, God the Son, by his holy sinless blood, offered for sinners such as you and I. We're clothed with the robes of his righteousness. And he brought the best robe. Hallelujah. And he put it on his sons and his daughters. Glory to his holy name this morning. Praise God. Because he put it on him. And put it on him and put it on her. And he put a ring on our hand because we are the bride of Christ. And shoes on his feet, walking by God the Son, the Word. Empowered in his life by God the Holy Spirit. Praying to the Father in Jesus' name. Through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 23. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. Bring forth the Lamb of God and kill him. And when you hear the hammering, and when you hear the hammer ring, rejoice and sing for all that he's done for you and me. Hallelujah. There was a song years ago that said, listen to the hammer ring and rejoice. Listen to the hammer ring and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen to the hammer ring and rejoice. Listen to the hammer ring and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise God. We've got to listen to that hammer ring and thank God for every swing. It's you and I with our hands upon the hammer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you glory this morning. We thank you for all that you've done, for all that you continue to do in our lives. Verse 24, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be married. Hallelujah. To be married. Hallelujah. Married too to the Lord. Hallelujah. For we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were lost forever, but now we are found with the Father because we were forged in the foundry of the Son at the cross. And the Holy Spirit in His still small voice leads us into all truth. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Praise God. Verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and he came, and he drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing. He drew nigh to the house. You see, he wasn't really as close to the Father's house, to the Father's heart, as he thought. Praise God. Verse 26. And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. He didn't have to sneak around seeking questions like Dick Tracy, but needed room in his heart for grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 28. 27, I'm sorry. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he have received him safe and sound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's about to Mona like Jonah. Hallelujah. Verse 28. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. Praise God. Don't let our anger be our hanger. Yet the Father's mercy is there, entreating the brother home to His loving heart. And He's entreating you and I at times when you've been angry over a situation with people, with brethren, it doesn't matter. He entreats us home to His heart. Not our desire, but to His. Praise His holy name. Glory to God. Verse 29. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Hallelujah. That I might make merry with my friends. Hallelujah. To whine is not divine. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I'm complaining, He ain't raining. Praise Jesus. Not to say that I haven't been there. Would you like little crackers with that wine? Praise God. A little cheese maybe. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. That. Let's go to John. To the Gospel of John. And I want to look at the 21st chapter. And verses 20 through 22. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Doesn't really matter what our brethren are doing. We're to pray for them. But they're in God's hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 30. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Our eyes are to be on Him more than others' blood washed. I'm sorry to say. Let's say this again. Our eyes are to be on Him more than others blood washed in their sin. Hallelujah. If the Lord's forgiven them, I'm not the judge of all the earth. He is. Amen? Amen. Praise God. In verse 31, and He said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Praise God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is ever with us forever, always and forever. And the Trinity is all we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the song says, He's all we need. Amen. Jesus is all we need. He's all we'll ever need. Verse 32. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Praise God. Let's rejoice in His choice this morning. That the dead in trespasses and sin are alive through and in Him. And those who are lost in sin are found in Him. So were you and I. But we were found in Him. Praise God. We were found in Him. So this morning, we have to look to Him. Not so much as the triangle with a Y, where we go after our own efforts. And we try to pray enough. We try to fast enough. We try to do this or that. We try, we try, we try. Hallelujah. But we can go the triangle with a Y. Or we can go the triangle representing the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and live our life the way that God designed for us to live. Praise God. And anyone listening today, praise God, via the internet, I want to say to you that if you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have to come through the blood at the cross. If you come any other way, it's a thief and a robber. The religion of Islam is a thief and a robber. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons are thieves and robbers because they have not come through the blood. You've got to be coming through the blood of the Lamb. There is no other way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come unto the Father but by me. So this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, or any time that you might hear this, I come and tell you that there's room at the cross for you. Yes. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. And all you have to do is go to God and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And ask Jesus into your heart to wash you for every stain of sin you've ever committed, and invite Him into your heart to be your personal Savior. And to continue to follow Him, to find the church that preaches the blood and the message of the cross. And you need to do that. You need to come to Christ, because you can't come any other way. It's a thief and a robber. People tell you the triangle, that you can be good enough. If you're a good person, you'll make it into heaven. But you will fall short. And so would I, without the blood. So would anyone who's ever lived. So you need to come to Him this morning. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank You for this service, for the one that is about to commence. We thank You, Lord God, that You never stop ministering, that You never stop reaching out to people, that Your arms are open at the cross and they've never closed. Praise God that You're open to receive all who are heavy laden to come unto You, and You will give them rest. Thank You that You are our rest, and that we want You to be the rest of all mankind. Mercy for salvation, Lord, we pray that souls would be added to the church, daily, such as should be saved. We pray that Your anointing, Lord God, will never leave us, because without the unction of the Holy Spirit, we cannot function. We thank You this morning that Your power present to heal spirit, soul, and body. We thank You this morning that You are a risen Savior that is in the world today. Hallelujah. We thank You this morning that Your love knows no bounds, but it goes everywhere, wherever mankind is found. Your love even extends to the animals. Your love extends all over this world in places that one would not expect. You are there. You are everywhere because You are omnipresent. You're an omnipresent God. You are able to do all things abundantly, exceedingly above all that we would ask or think. And we thank You this morning that You are God and You are God alone. In Jesus' name we thank You, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Amen.